Stories behind stories.
Izindaba ezingezindaba.
Stories after stories.
Jiri seri kwenyaya.
Amabali angamabali.
About journalism, audio storytelling, and podcasting.
What's new? How to pitch a podcast in a pandemic.
Hello, and welcome to the final episode of How to Pitch a Podcast in a Pandemic. As you already know, that this podcast is about pitching for a podcast, well, the journalism and media studies students at Rhodes University have finally pitched for a podcast to the School of Journalism and Media Studies. We will capture the process that JMS4 students undergo while preparing to pitch this podcast. The student pitching journey and how they convinced the school to join the narrative audio journalism revolution. My name is Noxolo Manyathi and I'm hosting this episode with Yandiswa Tsalane. Hello Yandiswa, how are you? And how do you feel about the fact that we've reached the end of this season?
Well, I feel very excited, Noxolo. The journey was very long, but yet fascinating.
I also feel like now that we've reached the end, we've worked very hard to get this far, and I'm proud of the work that we've come up with. And it's quite an exciting journey now that it's over. Otherwise, during it was overwhelming and hard.
Yes, given that at the beginning of the project, we didn't even know what we were doing. But here we are. We're done.
How to pitch a podcast in a pandemic. Capturing stories behind Rhodes Journalism Review.
Rhodes JMS4 students specializing in audio decided to engage with the audience to help them come up with a name for the podcast that they are planning to pitch to the school. And these are some of the suggestions.
Art of the voice. The art of the voice, because the voice is so powerful. Like, we use our voices to really send across on the message that we want to send across. So I think it's got this artist, like, you know, the art of public speaking, like how public speaking has that impact that it has. So I just feel like a voice has an art to make an impact, to sort of change lives, to tell stories, to really send across the message that it wants to send. So I think the art of the voice.
So the name that comes to mind is The Real Review. And the reason for this is because I think what I find very interesting is how you guys, you know, review different topics. So for example, you guys will review something that is already existing or what's currently happening. And I think it's interesting in the sense that as it's like the listeners get a chance to, you know, learn different things, considering the fact that you guys talk about or rather review different topics. And I think also it's happening in real time. So yeah.
The name that I would choose for the show is Louder. The reason why I say Louder is because I think that whatever the show would, like, whatever topic that the show chooses to speak about or touch on, I think it should be done with projection and more emphasis, so that when the listeners are actually listening, it comes with clarity. And yeah, so that's why I would name the show Louder.
I think the name of the podcast should be Rhodes Media Podcast.
The podcast we are thinking of having on behalf of the Rhodes Journal Department, I was thinking of naming it along the lines of Rhodes Talks.
If I had to suggest the name, I'd say The Journal, because, like, for multiple reasons. And the first one is because a journal is, like, when, like, someone writes, like, a personal account of either their day or whatever. So, like, sort of a diary. And we can look at this podcast as, like, a diary for, like, journalists and media professionals. And secondly, a journal could also be looked at as, like, a magazine, like, that looks at a particular subject or, like, professional activities for a certain field. So we can look at that and think of that as like a magazine, but like in an audio sense for journalists. And also it's just like a clever play of words on the word journal and journalist. So yeah, I think that's cool.
The art of the voice, that really sounded interesting to me. I mean, narrative audio storytelling is art on its own, and that was going to align very well with the podcast that we are trying to put together, and that is Africa Media Review.
How to pitch a podcast in a pandemic. Capturing stories behind Rhodes Journalism Review.
The idea for this podcast came from RJR Magazine and now turned into a podcast. Rhodes name changing has been a topic for some time now, Sisanda Solwandle had a conversation with Thandeka Bukula about a research she is conducting about changing the road's name.
I think the most recent interest in it, and I guess that's where my curiosity also came from, is from spanning from the Fees Must Fall movement, where one of the things that became topical was this conversation about how does a university that's trying to identify as a centered African university that's responsive to African issues and all of those things explain keeping the name of somebody who's been acknowledged as an imperialist, you know, as a person who was racist and who did terrible things to lots of African people. When the name has come up as something to be changed, the university has decided to keep it. And when I say the university, that's also something, I mean, the term I use loosely because there's a lot of people involved in the university. There's current students, there's past students, there's current staff, there's past staff, you know. There's the community of Grahamstown or Makanda in general who also make up the university. Some people see that the name no longer resonates with Rhodes, the person with Cecil John Rhodes, but is more of a thing that's identified with a university that's produced, you know, some really good scholars. And that is even considered, I mean, to be a really good university, you know. So those are the things around which the debate is centered. Even though the decision was made in favor of keeping the name in 2017, the conversation, and as far as some people are concerned, is still ongoing, that they find issue with the fact that it's still known, or it's currently known, as Rhodes University. So I think it's something that's still going to come up for debate. I don't know if it's something that is going to ever change. But I think there will always be conversations around it. Maybe it will become amended, and it will be, because I remember one of the suggestions that I saw was to have it called Rhodes Gini University. Do you know what I mean? Or something to that effect. So just that sense of, okay, maybe we're not going to change the name completely because there's a lot of history that is attached to the name. So to lose it completely and start afresh almost detaches us and removes us from that very rich history.
How to Feature Podcast in a Pandemic. Capturing stories behind Rhodes Journalism Review.
GMS4 Audio Arc students have pitched the idea to John Dutoy and Anthea Garman at School Hertz, as well as GMS3 students that can potentially take this podcast idea further next year.
What today's pitch is about presenting our idea for the Africa Media Review podcast to the editor of the Rhodes Journalism Review, Anthea Garman, head of our school, Jean Dutoy, and the JMS3 audio class who might choose to continue or are thinking about continuing with audio next year. And what we'd like to achieve from today's presentation is just get your constructive input and opinions on if we are on the right path in our approach. Each member of the African Media Review team will present to you different aspects of our podcast to give you a more illustration of what we are trying to achieve, how we are going to achieve it, and how we've put all of that into practice within our Africa Media Review podcast. And the purpose for our podcast is to continue the rich legacy of good journalism, good storytelling that has come out of the Rhodes Journalism Review. Our audience, the people we are trying to cater to and would like to cater to, are media practitioners and people with an interest in media.
As part of the pitch, students produced a sample package for Africa Media Review, and Zesanda Solwandle explains how that process went.
So for this pitch, we decided to produce a pilot episode to demonstrate what we think the Africa Media Review podcast should look and sound like.
Audio imaging is a very important aspect for every podcast. And by audio imaging, I mean music and sounds that are used in a podcast. Noxolo Manyathi explains what inspired the Africa Media Review jingle.
So I'll be tackling the part about the jingle that we have come up with. The idea behind this jingle was for it to match the concept of Africa Media Review. We thought we should have a jingle that is African and also diverse to accommodate everyone. And we then decided to choose a guitar since we thought it's diverse and different countries relate to this kind of sound.
And the next part of the pitch, Sibosisiwe Kumbaca talks about how the pilot episode host was chosen.
So based on what our podcast is about, we choose our hosts for the show based on their relatability to the show. The host needs to have interests with the journalism and media industry. We chose Stephen Lang because firstly, he's a phenomenal speaker. Most importantly, his passion and interest lie in writing and the media industry. He is able to listen to stories and converse in them with enthusiasm. Being the host of this podcast means being a passionate individual, an individual who will be able to engage with their listeners by making them think out of the box on what is being spoken about.
One of the stories covered in the pilot episode is My Only Story. Yanni Saqalane explains why they chose to focus on that podcast.
We chose this particular story because My Only Story is an important podcast right now in South Africa and in Makanda, since it raises awareness about sexual grooming, which is an important topic. My Only Story is also well put together, and it shows potential that narrative audio storytelling has in South Africa, and that is why it was featured in AMR. Stories that AMR can cover in the future is checking or following up on how the mentioned elite schools have changed our ways of dealing with sexual abuse.
Students couldn't miss the opportunity to interview their very own lecturer, Dr. Priscilla Boshoff. Gafel Kanyile went to interview Priscilla about her new journal article titled Zodwa Abantu and Post-Feminism in the South. Gafel explains what inspired Priscilla's article.
I asked Taryn Isaacs-Avega to sit down and interview Priscilla on the behalf of the African Media Review team, and the discussion that came from that interview was very interesting and very enlightening, as Priscilla gave very, very sound reasoning as to not only why Zodwa was her favorite South African influencer, but also as to why, when it comes to Zodwa, as soon as the mere mentioning of Zodwa Wabantu is placed in the media, so many conversations arise.
The pilot episode also had a story about media coverage during elections. Sake Choni takes us through the story process.
So the story which I was tasked to do was the media coverage of the 2021 local elections, and we were tasked to get in contact with media editors and journalists who are actually monitoring the local elections. So we did manage to get in contact with two journalists, Redi Tlabi, who's a journalist, producer, an anchor, and she once hosted the big debate on ETV. And secondly, it was Raymond Joseph, a data-driven investigative journalist. What we did with the interview and what we actually discovered with the interview is that, from what they told us, is that many journalists are actually lacking in terms of putting forward research about newly formed political parties and also providing research about independent candidates. So the stories which I think could actually do in future is the prospects of independent candidates in South Africa.
Last but not least, Nwabisa Sankane did a story about media coverage and the pandemic. And here is more information regarding the story.
The story that we covered was about the pandemic and the media. So to be more specific, we wanted to find out how health journalists deal with reporting about the pandemic and the challenges they face at communicating the information. We interviewed two health journalists from Bekisisa Center for Health Journalism, Mohale Moloi and Aisha Abdul Karim. So we felt the story was important for our podcast, Africa Media Review, because it's very informative. It gives us aspects such as way of informing the public about the pandemic. So stories that we would propose would be climate change, vaccine hesitancy, and maybe how animals hear and respond to sound.
After the students pitched for the Africa Media Review podcast and the stories that they covered for the pilot episode, Anthea Gaman, the school head, made these remarks.
lovely, amazing, interesting work that you've done. And you give us something strong and provocative, you know, full of great ideas and questions to work with for next year. So thank you very much. It's been very good to sort of see this and also to have the opportunity to talk to you. Thanks.
How to feature podcasts in a pandemic. Capturing stories behind Rhodes Journalism Review.
We have come to the end of our show today. Thank you for listening. We are happy to share that the pitch was approved. Please do make time to listen to the Africa Media Review podcast next year. Thank you.
Stories behind stories.
Izindaba ezingezindaba.
Stories achter stories.
Jiri seri kwenyaya.
Amabali angamabali.
Stories about journalism, audio storytelling, and podcasting.
Brought to you by How to Pitch a Podcast in a Pandemic.